Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North. Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on sabbatical. It's Tuesday, so she's on assignment today. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl.
You know what? You're so calm in the morning. Even though I can hint, I get just a touch of sarcasm beneath that pleasant voice of yours.
Me? Would you like some weather?
I would love to have weather. Wait a minute. First of all, hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Not only that, but we are on location down here at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street for the Shasta County Senior and Veterans Fraud Prevention Fair. So we're here, and we're watching people starting to set it up, and it's going to be a great event starting at 9 o'clock. But what's the weather look like today and the rest of the week, buddy?
Red sky at morning, overcast, rain showers at times later on the day. The high will be 53, and pretty much, depending on where you're at, but pretty likely chance of rain. That will increase during the night with an overnight low of 43 as we head into the next several days. Rain off and on, and actually several inches of accumulation expected in this next series of storms. Right now in Reading, we are at about 45 degrees, and this report, as always, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
They give discounts to seniors and veterans, and Chuck and Judy Kenny. Chuck's a Vietnam veteran and has won awards for his hiring of veterans here in Shasta County. So good morning, everybody. A lot of stuff going on. You know, we're here today. We're going to be talking to some of the people that are putting this on. And I want to start off with Lucky Jezrani here, who is the chief deputy. Am I getting this right?
Chief deputy is Stephanie.
Oh, okay. You are the senior deputy district attorney. Okay. That's and Lucky's here. Are you the one that came up with this, Lucky?
Well, you know, I really wanted to have a fair type event here in Shasta County, and we had seen other counties putting on similar events, specifically Yolo, which is really nearby, as was their home base being in Woodland. They put one on, and they have been putting one on for the last 9 years, and just recently had their own version of it in October. So a group of us went down to see how they do it and what they do well, because they must be doing it well if they're getting it done 9 years in a row. It's a great event. They have 55 vendors, have several hundred people who show up every year. So we wanted to replicate and duplicate the event here for our citizens in Shasta County.
Well, you know, there's is fraud a big problem here in Shasta County?
Yeah, it's a major problem everywhere in the country. And in Shasta County, it's no different. We see it constantly. We hear about it. We receive phone calls. We get individuals showing up at our office sometimes after or when it's too late, where they may have released too much information or when they have allowed people to gain access to their bank accounts and have relinquished a lot of money.
Okay, can you give some examples of how that can happen?
Well, besides the IRS scams, which I think people have more and more kind of caught on to and aren't falling for, which is great, great news. But the bigger thing is we're starting to see more tricky ones. The Craigslist scam still is catching people. The Craigslist scam involves often, it could be a car, it could be a piece of real estate, it could be really anything. But what happens is, if it's dealing with a rental, we had actually a young, newlywed couple, had a couple kids, they were going to get their first rental together. They found something online. The individual told them that their grandma, who was living there, had passed away, and he's living in New York and is just trying to get everything squared away from the East Coast. Well, what happened was these folks sent a first month's rent, last month's rent, security deposit, their social security information, all over email to some guy they had no idea who he was without even looking inside the apartment or the house. just seeing photos. Several thousand dollars, and this poor couple, they came to us a few days later after doing this, asking if we could get their money back or help with getting their money back. Well, we tried tracking these folks down, and we couldn't, and it's a sad story, just a tough situation for this newlywed couple, young couple, and they got duped.
So it could be any age, then. What you're saying is if it sounds too good sometimes, it's too good to be true.
Well, and sometimes it might not even just sound that good. It might just sound like an honest and true story. Sometimes a little skepticism will help. Not being always so trusting. I know that sounds horrible to say. It sounds disgusting to say. But we need people to be wary. We need people to be cautious and careful how they expose their own personal information and give out their own hard-earned dollars.
Like, no bank's going to ask you for your card number over the phone. No bank's going to ask you for your Social Security number over the phone.
Ever. Ever. And you know what I've been getting lately, Carl, is Chase Manhattan or JPMorgan Chase, they'll be sending me emails saying, you know what, we just, first thing in the morning, I'll get an email from them and say, hey, we shut off your credit card. We had some unauthorized charges last night, so just click on this link, type in your Social Security information and your credit card number, and we'll get you back right up and running. Well, if you look more carefully at that email, you'll see that the sender is not Chase. It has some weird email address, and you click on that link and you put in your information, boy, it's going to be a lot of problems for you later.
On the other hand, it could go the other way, and in the good way is I got a phone call, it was a robocall from a bank, my bank, and said, did you charge this amount? And when I said no, it said, thank you, we've just canceled your card. And I went, excuse me, but it was a robocall, and it said, if you have a question, you know, hang on. And
sure.
Somebody will answer your question. Well, I thought, well, that's just a, you know, just a scam, just like you're talking about. It wasn't a scam. Somebody had gotten on my card and charged an $8.93, and the bank and the computers were on it.
Uh-huh.
So what ended up happening was I went down to the bank the next day. Or on this was a 3-day weekend, so they were doing it on a Saturday to think, you know, they would have 3 days to get away with this stuff. Bank caught it, they rejected that one, and then on Tuesday I got a phone call at 9 o'clock in the morning, went down, got a new card.
So well, there you go.
So, but they did not ask me for any directions, or they didn't ask for any numbers or anything. Now, when the VA gets on the line, what they'll do is they'll ask for the last four. They never ask for your full Social Security number.
Well, and two things on that. Number one is, Carl, like you were saying, you were a little bit skeptical, and it's okay to be skeptical, even a little distrusting. What I recommend people do, if you're a little bit worried, something, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck are standing up, and you're like, I'm not sure if this is legit, go ahead and hang up on those folks. That's totally okay. It's not rude. Hang up on them, and look on the back of your card or go online and find the actual phone number for that credit card company, and you call them directly and say, hey, did you give me a call? That's totally okay. You want to make sure and verify that the person who's calling you really is who they say they are. So on that regard, it's okay to hang up on them and call them directly at that number, not on the number that shows up on your caller ID. You can't trust that. I can show the phone number I'm calling you with is calling from the White House. We can make a phone number appear as anything.
You can?
We can.
Do you do that?
I
you
don't
call
do.
People and say, this is the White House calling. Do you have the president saw you at Chunk E. Cheese yesterday and thought you were quite attractive.
right.
So well, okay, you can't do that. Okay.
No, of course we can't. But, you know, there's the bad folks out there who are doing it. But even then, you know, you mentioned that the individuals may call you with the last four digits of your, or asking for the last four digits. Sometimes people even already know your last four digits, and you may think that, hey, because they know my last four digits, it must be legit. Well, sometimes you may have disposed of a document that showed your last four digits, and you didn't destroy it. In a way you should have. So it's easy to get that information. So you shouldn't even trust those individuals specifically.
Well, let's talk about that. We need to take a break.
Sure.
We're here with Lucky Jesrani, who is the senior deputy district attorney. Is that right?
That's right.
Senior deputy district attorney here in Shasta County. We're down here at
the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street for the Shasta County Senior and Veterans Fraud Awareness Fair. And it's going to start at 9 o'clock. And there's got to be at least 30 or 40 tables.
41.
41 tables full of people that are going to be here to be able to help people. And we're going to talk about who are going to be here today. We're going to talk to one of the chief investigators about what happens with scams. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We have Espresso Joes with any type of coffee you could possibly want, or cappuccinos, espressos, anything, teas, brew, like we said, wines. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a knockdown, drag-out, best of the North State humidor, walk-in humidor. It just is great. Did I make enough superlatives there? I think so. Anyway, Tobacco and Brew, veteran-owned business, where veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, down here at Veterans Hall on Yuba Street for the Shasta County Fraud and Fraud Awareness Fair for seniors and veterans.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
The guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Triexta, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. You have our word that Shasta Lake Floors will always offer you products and provide the service best suited to your needs. Whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious Karastan carpet, carpets or hardwood and tiles of excellent quality, Shasta Lake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. And Shasta Lake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor coverings. 8-time winner of Best in the North State, Shasta Lake Floors is the place to go for your new floors or granite countertops. And yes, we have financing up to 48 months. Come and see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. We are now open on Sundays. Visit us Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Redding's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Redding's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Kyle DeFoor from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
720 on KCNR, 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. We will return to Carl Butt down at the Reading Veterans Hall for the Senior and Veterans Fraud Prevention Fair. This portion of the show brought to you by Properties by Merit and Aaron Richard. Aaron is an accomplished top-producing agent with in-depth knowledge of the real estate market in and around Reading. She's highly motivated, determined, and dedicated to her clients. Check out her website at richardrealestate.com. Give her a call at 949-9103. And, Carl, how are things going down there at the Veterans Hall?
It's great. We've got people coming in, starting to set up. Like I say, we've got over 41 tables. And some of the groups today are going to be the, of course, the DA Consumer Protection Unit, the DA Victim Witness, Veteran Services, the DMV, Consumer Affairs, RPD, different groups like Shasta Realtors, the Better Business Bureau, the Veterans Museum, the CVAC, VRO, and I'm going to talk to, we'll be talking about who all these people and what they have to do with fraud and fraud prevention here in the next hour or two. But what's the weather look like right now, Bob?
Right now we are at 45 degrees in Reading.
Okay, and it's like you said, is it going to start raining today?
We do show some incoming clouds. In fact, the sky was red this morning, indicative of an incoming weather system, and we're expecting rain for the next several days. We'll have a lake report for you here very shortly.
Great. Okay, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. I'm sitting here with Joe Hendricks, you are the senior investigator for the DA's office. Is that true, or did I get that right?
Yeah, affirmative.
Here.
Thank you.
Grab that and hold that a little bit closer.
All right, I got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Joe, tell us what you do then.
My role in the Consumer Protection Unit is I do the street investigations, and what we do is we get referrals from the public. It goes through one of our assistants, and if not directed to an allied agency, then I evaluate the case and investigate the case when appropriate, up to and including real estate fraud and environmental crime.
Okay, so the you've got, and according to Lucky Jesrana here, who is one putting all this on from the DA's office, there's a lot of fraud going on. Is that correct?
Always. Like, can't say it enough.
Right here in River City, this little town of ours, is it imported fraud or is it local fraud?
Both.
What's the biggest problem?
The biggest problem is our public not knowing when to recognize the fraud, because there's so much of it on the internet, via the telephone, in person. I think that our public not being educated and being able to identify who's legit and who's not legit is our biggest problem.
Okay. Now, the it's not, and it's like you said, it's not just older people. It's also younger people get pulled into this. The frauds are, I've actually had people say that that the sheriff's office called them and said they had a ticket, that they were going to lose their license. And to go down and get a card, a money card, I guess, that they could then give it over to the phone. And so it was so realistic is that when the guy kept pushing her, she got really angry, and they put another person on the phone who was another, quote, sheriff's deputy, a woman.
Right.
And they were working her good. I mean, this is a very bright lady. And so she was actually out of her house before she started really thinking about this and called the sheriff's office.
Yes, sir.
So is this one that's going on?
I've heard about that in the past, but this isn't something that I hear about often. But the mode in which the calls are made, those high-stress calls, threatening them with turning off their utilities or being thrown in jail, et cetera, that's the common denominator, is is putting stress on the victim and making it think, making them think as if it is something that they need to handle right away and it's emergency. And that's what gets these folks to go out and purchase the green dot cards and transfer money via wire. And that's probably the second time I've heard, you know, of
okay,
that.
How about the PG&E turning off your gas?
Affirmative.
Is that the big one? Is that the big one?
It's one.
Here's Lucky's just jumped in.
You know, on the PG&E one, and this is a personal story, my grandma actually got hit pretty hard for that one. They called her, I think it was October, November of 2014, called her up late at night, said, "Hey, you didn't pay your bill. We're shutting you down. We know it's cold there tonight. You want to pay us right now? Give us a routing number, bank account information, and social security number, and we won't shut it down." Of course, she gets scared, and that's what these people do. They prey on fear and intimidation. That's how they get their victims, and that's why they're so successful at what they do. She gave up her information. Bank account was wiped clean. Identity was stolen for a bit. Fortunately, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that. When something like that happens, though, the bank doesn't hold the person responsible for that. Is that right?
That's true. She was able to get her money back. But her identity was still stolen, and she had constant problems for a good year, about a year. Fortunately, I was able to help out with much of that. But not everybody has their grandson being somebody's
attorney.
Exactly. But what we do have here in Shasta County, and it is fortunate, not all counties have a consumer protection unit. North of Sacramento, there's just Yolo County and us that has that. We're fortunate here in Shasta that we've dedicated a unit to this type of prosecution and this type of protection for our citizens here. What we really, and what Joe really hit, was we want to educate our community, and that's what this fair is about. We try to do outreach programs, outreach events, outreach speaking engagements, because, you know, one quote I had heard was, "Forewarned is forearmed," and I think that really rings true. People need to be warned about what types of fraud are occurring. So if they're educated about it, they will not fall victim to these types of things.
Well, I think that's true. That's one of the reasons we're down here, so we can talk about the different ones. Okay, Lucky, thanks. Hey, Joe, when you run somebody down, is it through computers, or how do you run somebody down? Do you ever, first of all, and this is not to sound cavalier, but do you ever catch any of these guys?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so how do you do that?
We do it, and you mentioned computers. We do it via computer. We do it via local resources. If we've got an individual who we're interested in locally, then we use local resources such as the City of Reading, PG&E. We use the Sheriff's Department, the Police Department, other local agencies to collect information about them, and then when we need to do it, then we go out, and sometimes we'll go door to door asking neighbors, calling grandmas and grandpas, hey, you know, where's your son or daughter, and sometimes we can do it the tech way, but you know, when the situation dictates, then you know, we get out and beat it.
You get a lot of satisfaction out of catching one of these guys.
I do.
I think that's right.
Yes, sir. And the really neat thing is that we have some cases that cross, you know, county lines and sometimes state lines, and we have consumer protection units and all up and down, you know, the state, with the exception of what Anand just mentioned. And sometimes we pass cases off to each other. We'll work a case up as much as we can if we have a victim here in Shasta County, and then we'll refer the case down to where the suspect is located. I'm working on a case right now where my suspects are all in Riverside County, and I'm almost to the point where I take my case and ship it down to Riverside County, and one of their investigators will pick it up and finish the case for us.
Well, you know, we were a victim of one of these things.
No.
Not like that, but this was has kind of, I guess, a happy ending. But a woman who was known to one of our very close friends and is in the entertainment industry, in the book industry, and she said that she was going to help them. And she had, you know, certain connections, and she had done some things. But that had been years ago, but still that she knew this woman very well, and that she was going to set up a book deal and a show deal. And when she did, the lady invested money.
Right.
And then we invested some money into it because it was also going to be into the into music in this.
Okay.
The woman was trusted by the other lady and all this. Well, as it turns out, she had no idea that she was going to do it. She never followed through.
Mm-hmm.
It really irritates you when something like that happens.
Oh, yeah.
So you just, but in the contract said she'd give the money back. Fine, mm-hmm. So give me the money back, and you never heard from her again. Well, this one, our friend starts pursuing this like a bulldog,
mm-hmm.
and finds out that she's done this like 20 times
right.
across the United States for millions of dollars.
Right.
And not that she got millions of dollars out of us, but, mm-hmm. She took it to the Reading Police Department, who tracked her down, had her arrested, and now you all are prosecuting.
Yes, sir.
The Shasta County District Attorney is prosecuting her.
Yes, sir.
And this is the same kind of thing. They didn't get it over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get it. They didn't get it over the email. This mm-hmm. was. Do you get these also?
We do. And as a matter of fact, we have a case very similar to the circumstances that you just described, where these individuals, they bounce from state to state, and they run and hide, and they take advantage of people who they come in contact with, and they get their rap down so clean, and they're great salesmen. They're very convincing, and then they'll take a lot of money, and then they'll run away almost to be not found.
And the funny thing is that she came back through here again and linked up with another woman,
mm-hmm.
and helped her get a book published. So it was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So
right.
as it turns out that she's taking all this money anyway. So that's kind of got a good ending, except, of course, we'll probably never, ever see the money.
Right.
But maybe we can at least see her go to jail
right.
on something like this. Because, like I said, we were relatively unscathed. But there were some other people she took like $600,000-$700,000 from. I mean, and she used her friendship. And this is the thing.
Right.
She used her friendship. And it's that con game where people know her and then had no reason not to to not trust her.
Right.
So those kind of things too, you got to watch out for, people, because when they start selling something, you need to have it in writing, everything in writing, which we did, which was a good thing. But then, also look at sometimes it's like, wow, that sounds kind of good. Can you really do that? Oh yes,
mm-hmm.
And because they are so good at this, they do have. Oh yeah, I've done this and this and this.
Right. Yeah.
And you can't prove that she didn't do it.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
If you have a question, though, they should call you, right?
Definitely.
And say, hey, look, she says she can do this, and what can you do then? But wait, let's ask that when we come back from the break. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking for firearms instruction by a man who, in a company, that's what they do, they're dedicated to it, and it's not a part-time job. He does it full-time, along with his instructors. He brings his instructors in. That's Ted Leidy of Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at readingccw.com. He's got classes running all the time, anywhere from Sportsman's Warehouse to Holiday Inn to Riverview Country Club, running classes in all these places. He can run special classes. You can run classes for your company. You can run classes for private individuals, for family. He can do it at all times. Anyway, that's Ted Leidy, Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at readingccw.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouth.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It's Tuesday here, March the 8th, in beautiful downtown Reading. Looks like we might get a little rain later on today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, Reading Civic is presenting Celtic sensation Lorena McConnell, March the 20th. I tell you what, she
McKennitt.
What'd I say?
You said McConnell. Lorena McKennitt.
Oh, you're right. You know, I saw the Mac, and I can't see that far this morning. Anyway, but I have heard of her, though. She's just absolutely fabulous. Give them a call at 229-0022 for tickets, or readingcivic.com is the correct website. Don't get mixed up on these websites, or they will try to charge you more money than you should pay. But she is absolutely fabulous. If you haven't heard her, she is just great. And that's going to be March 20th at our own Reading Civic Auditorium. Okay, I'm still here with Joe Hendricks. And, Joe, we talked about, you know, so how can people call you if there's any questions?
Definitely. If you have a question, if you get one of these crazy checks in the mail, you get a weird call, we encourage you to call our office, and you can call our main line and be directed to us, and that's 245-6300. And when we talk to you, if you would like to file a written complaint, then we've got a form that we can mail out to you. We can email it to you. You can come pick it up at the front desk.
Do you find that relatives do this to people? You know what? I wish everybody could have seen Joe's face right then. Is that the sad part?
It's terrible. It's terrible.
And it's not just borrowing money and not paying it back.
Correct.
Either, is it?
No, it's relative cases are really, really hard because, number one, family members don't want to cause a bunch of internal strife with their family and report somebody that's stolen from them or actually robbed them. And then, you know, sometimes they'll come in and file a complaint and we get the case working and then they change their mind because it's going to cause a giant rift in their family. And it's a really tough decision for a person to make to have us prosecute a family member.
I can just imagine what that could do. I mean, you know, it's bad enough that you find out that you've been conned by a family member.
Oh, golly. Yeah.
And then there's always the classic one, and this is for all of our seniors out there.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandson calls and says he's in trouble in Mexico.
Affirmative.
Or is it usually Mexico? Or
Mexico,
it's
yeah.
Usually
Mexico.
I was just down here with my friends, Grandma, and I got arrested, and you need to send $5,000 or $500.
Yes. Yes. So you get a lot of times they'll call elders, and the person on the line will, you know, say, oh, Grandma, you know, I'm in jail, and I need your help. And then the grandparent will say, you know, is this Johnny or is this Teddy? Oh, yeah, this is, and I need, you know, so much bail, and could you wire it down here? And then I get to get out, and once the money's gone, ladies and gentlemen, if you wire funds, the chances of us getting it back are very slim to none. It's terrible.
Besides, if I recall my grandmother, she said, Carl, you obviously deserve to be there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. And so just enjoy your time. Just sleep on your back. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Joe Hendricks is here. He's our investigator for all of these. And it's a constant job, I imagine.
I wish we had more folks to help out.
Well, you know what? That's part of the things that are going on. Is just more and more. It's more and more as more stuff goes on. It just takes more and more assets, and especially the technical side of it, like that. But Joe, thanks a lot for what you do. And again, everybody, if you've got questions about what you think is seemingly is fraud, any question of it, give Joe a call at
245-6300.
245-6300. If there's any questions, start calling him and call in the Shasta County DA's office, because that's their job, is to try and protect us from this.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, you bet. A lot of things going on today and today down here, of course, at the Veterans Hall, as we're having more and more people starting to show up. I mean, 41 different groups of people here that are going to be talking to seniors and veterans about fraud prevention, and probably just a number of other things, too, that people are going to be here. But there's a lot of stuff also going on in the news today. You know, of course, we talked about Nancy Reagan dying, and President Obama has ordered that all flags be flown at half-mast until her funeral. And that's a great gesture, I think, on the President Obama's part for this lady that has such an impact. President Reagan has such an impact on this country, and she had such positive impact and such an impact on the president. A man that, you know, as you go back and you say, you know, where are the leaders like that? You know, you look back on sometimes and you think, somebody called in yesterday and said, what has happened to the leadership? What has happened to the leadership where we have, the you know, as one is, you know, Kennedy, where you might say, well, he wasn't a great leader, but, you know, but he had that certain charisma. And then you had Reagan with that charisma. And then I guess the next one, I guess you could say that had great charisma would be Clinton, but then also besmirched his presidential time there with all the different little scandals, and of course the big one being with Monica. The fact is, you know, when you say about President Obama, there has not been any type of personal scandal associated with him, that I mean, people maybe go screaming, you know, different ways, but I'm talking like, you know, something that completely denigrates. And you talk, oh, well, look about the vacations. Well, they all take vacation. I don't get too excited about that. I'm looking at, you know, a personal scandal and a man that seems to love his family, appears to love his family, and does it openly. I think that's, you know, you got to kind of, I do. I appreciate that in a first family, and that I wish that they'd have talked more about having the family and having a single, you know, the single family unit being so important, which is one of the big problems we have today. Anyway, I'm sitting out here. I'm talking to a lot of people. Come on down, Rick. And I'm here with Rick Partridge from the EDD, right?
Yes, sir.
And we're here with the Veterans Employment Services. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, just getting close to that.
All right.
Okay, what do you do, Rick?
What I do is I work with disabled veterans to get them a job. And there's six categories, basically, that we can work with. If they have a GED, if they've been unemployed for 27 weeks, doesn't have to be consecutive, but 27 weeks, if they're a convicted felon, if they're homeless, and... Oh, if they're recently separated, and if they're a disabled veteran.
Okay, so this is, they've got to be one of those?
Yeah, they've got to be one of them categories. Or low income is another one we work with, because, you know, that's a barrier to employment.
Okay, so this is where you're working over at in the employment development
department
here for the state of California. Okay, so...
how we got to take a break right now. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk to Rick a little bit more about his what he does here and the types of people he helps, and if people are looking to hire a veteran, what they can do about that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Chronic Disaster Services, they do it all. Zach Bay at State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor in Reading. James Luna at Gold Star Mortgage and Trinity Termite, they get those bugs.
Each week we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:47 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 8th of March, 2016. What's the temperature look like out there, Bad Bob?
Currently still about 45, make it 46 degrees here in Reading.
46 degrees.
I do have good news for you.
Okay, what's that?
Last time we checked, last night's update, Shasta Lake, 1,009 feet elevation. That puts us 58 feet from the top.
58 feet from the top, and we've got big rains coming this week, too. Is that correct?
Yes. My in-house weather forecaster says this could take us up to within about 20, 30 feet from full.
You know, I have to turn on the weather report in the morning. You just have to roll over and nudge. Is that true?
Pretty much. Although she does have to go check her iPad and look at the latest models and things like that. But she has, she can look at those maps with the squigglies on them and figure out what it actually means.
Okay. All right. Great. Hey, we're down here at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. And we're getting ready for the Shasta County Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair they're having right here. We've already talked to the Senior Deputy District Attorney, Lucky Jeswani, Armand Jeswani, and Joe Hendricks, his investigator. And now we're talking
just to other people that are going to be here today, too. And Rick Partridge from the Veterans Employment Services over at the EDD, the State Economic Development Department. And he's talking about how he helps get the veterans, gets veterans employed. So tell us a little bit more about that, Rick.
Well, when a veteran comes into our office, they go up. They automatically can go up to the front desk because they're a veteran. They have priority. And once they establish that they're a veteran, then they go and see what we call a VSN, Veteran Service Navigator. And what that Veteran Service Navigator will do, will ask them questions, and we have categories that they have to abide by so we can see them as a vet rep and help them get them employed. And those categories are disabled, special disabled veteran, somebody receiving a VA compensation, also a recently separated member, or have been unemployed for 27 weeks, doesn't have to be consecutive, but 27 weeks during the year, lacking a high school diploma or equivalent certificate or GED, have veterans between the age of 18 and 24 as something that's been targeted because they're recently separated ones. Also, an eligible spouse with an SBE. What that is, if the veteran is 100% disabled, then the eligible spouse can come in and we can work with them too. Also, homeless, released from incarceration, low income, if they're a gold card, post 9/11, and also eligible person, which is under our instructions, but most everybody does qualify because most of them are low income because of
right. Okay. Hey, we got a question. Put on your headphones there. Okay, a question from the station. Okay.
And Carl, we'll have that. I'll be sending that to you via text in just a minute. I'm transcribing.
Oh, okay, they're not on the phone right now?
He's not in a position to go live on the air, so just stand by a moment.
Okay. Well, we'll continue talking then. All right, so now how many people are you currently helping here, Rick?
Well, right now, my current caseload, I got 37 on my caseload. And we have another I'm a disabled veteran outreach program specialist. We have another one in our office, too. We have about the same caseload. So, you know, all together we're helping at least anywhere from 60 to 80 people a month. And we get veterans coming in all the time. And some of them don't know about our services because they're not told that when they get released from the military. And they find out about us because they go to the county veteran service officer or they go to the VSE Veterans Resource Center and they refer them to us. Even the VA clinic refers them to us. So that's some of our partners.
Well, does the so do you help them find jobs in the Reading area and also with state jobs and county jobs and those kind of things, or just all is this private?
No, we help them with all jobs. We work with them with the federal. Matter of fact, we just had last month we had the Park Service come in from Whiskeytown. We had veterans come in and they were helping them getting ready for their seasonal hire. So we help them with federal, state, local, county, even city jobs. Our area technically covers Tehama, Trinity, Siskiyou, and, of course, Shasta counties.
Okay, a caller wants to know what benefits there are for employers when it comes to hiring veterans.
Well, the benefit for the employers is you're getting somebody that's already been in the military and they're well-disciplined. And when I have employers hire my veterans, they like them because they're always on time. They work well. They take orders well. And they always complete their task.
Is there things like an enterprise zone where they get credits or they get some kind of, like the state will pay half half their salary while they're training them and all this? I know there's those types of programs out there.
They have some of them programs, but right now what they also have is what they call WOTC, Workforce Opportunity Act. And what WOTC does is it gives the employer a tax break. So it helps the employer by giving them a tax break when they file their taxes. And that's only for, like, local employers or private employers. It doesn't count for if they get hired by the state or federal.
No, I understand. So that means then is if you've got a if you hire a veteran, and is this, does he have to have does he have to come from you all? Or does he have to – can he be any veteran that you hire? Can the employer then get a tax break?
Well, the Workforce Opportunity Tax Credit, what it is if it's a high, if it's a disabled veteran, they got to come through us, or they come from the VA to us, and then we send them out. A Chapter 31 veteran is a veteran who's getting retrained by the VA in a different specialty, and they get hired by an employer, they can get the tax break. Because we fill out the paperwork, and an employer...
Okay, so that's got to be a guy that's been unemployed, and so I want to bring him on, and I want to train him to be a production guy. So I hire him, I pay him, and at the end of the year, I can get a tax break.
Yeah.
But I have to declare that early on, right?
Yes, we have to do the paperwork, and you hire him, we give you the paperwork, you fill it out, and you send it in, and then I think it's within 30 or 45 days, if I remember right, and you send it in, and then you'll get the tax credit at the end of the year.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good deal. And so, it's, you know what, besides the fact you're hiring a veteran for all the good reasons for hiring veterans, it also, because I've heard that before, is that if you hire veterans, that you can get tax breaks, or you can get part of their salary paid for, you know, if you're training them and all this, that they'll match the salary. But I don't know if that's a program you all do.
Well, what it is we used to, when I came from another county, what it is, they get a grant. And with that grant, they can train veterans, and once a veteran gets hired by a company, they pay like up to $12 or whatever, $12 or half of their salary for, sometimes it goes up to 6 months.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, okay, we're sitting here with Rick Partridge. There's people are asking, how do they get a hold of you, Rick?
Well, how you get a hold of us, we're at 1325 Pine Street in Reading.
Phone numbers?
And the phone number, my phone number to my desk is 530-225 2191.
That's 225-2191 to get a hold of Rick Partridge. And if they tried to get a hold of Rick Ortega, they couldn't do it. Is that right?
Yeah, because I don't know his phone number.
Is he there?
Occasionally he's there. It all depends what day of the week it is.
We're talking. Rick's listening probably. So we're just, you know, if we can't jab a soldier now and then, you know. Anyway, airborne. Okay, so... The big thing is that if you're looking for a veteran, you can call, give you a call, say, hey, look, I've got this whole list of veterans that have been trained, they're looking for jobs, they have been cleared by our office, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if I'm looking for a truck driver, part-time, wants to work around town, I'd call you.
Yes, sir. You sure would, Carl, because, you know, we do have veterans like that that have been doing over the road for years, and all of a sudden they just want to stay home and work local.
And they, you know, so they're just kind of like not working now, though.
Yeah, they're not working now. They're just trying to, you know, get a job. And, you know, it's hard no matter where you're at, but it's hard.
Well, you know what? It, you know, my friends, too, is that the veterans unemployment rate is higher than just the general unemployment rate. Though it's come down, and there's been a lot of companies that, like, I think it's Walmart that said we're hiring 100,000 vets over the next few years, and they've done that.
Yes, you know, I'm really appreciative when companies do that. Matter of fact, Home Depot has done that too, so doesn't Lowe's.
Yeah, Home Depot, Lowe's, and there's other organizations too that hire. You know, in fact, you know, bring back President Obama. He pushed real hard to have veterans hired back into the federal service. And the feds have hired a lot of veterans also.
Matter of fact, the feds right now, they are hiring. They're hiring veterans, especially for seasonal, the park service. Also, you have other agencies like Social Security hiring veterans. And the reason being is some of the veterans, the VA, they've been hiring veterans not even going through the system. And the reason being they've been hiring them for that is because they've been using them for janitorial purposes.
Okay, but they're still hiring, right?
Yes, and they've been
okay.
Using.
I'm here with Rick Partridge. He's from the Veterans Employment Services of the EDD. One more time, your phone number.
My phone number is 225-2191.
Okay. Hey, Rick, thanks a lot. And I know that people are going to be giving you a call to be finding veterans also, but to get some more information. Okay?
Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay, hey, look, we've got about like another minute to news here. A lot of stuff going on. We have people starting to come in and line up. I see the Public Utilities Commission from the state of California. I see the state of California Department of Consumer Affairs, Bureau of Real Estate. I see the Good News Rescue Mission has walked in. Shasta County Health and Human Services. There's going to be a number of different groups here. And Shasta Realtors, Better Business Bureau, the Gatekeepers. Some of these people, I have no idea what they are. But Board of Equalization, I see, is here. The Labor Board, Department of Aging. Department of Aging probably should be good here for... I should have them come on over and talk to Department of Aging. What exactly do they do? Do they make you older? Do they age you, or do they prevent this? Social Security, the Shasta Senior Nutrition. There's a lot of things for people to be having to be coming to for at 9 o'clock, and it goes from 9 to 12. So let's head on back to the news. Bob, you got it, buddy.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Michigan could be telling for Republican Donald Trump in today's GOP primary. The frontrunner has forged an especially strong connection with blue-collar white voters. Michigan, the first industrial state to vote in this primary season. Mississippi, Idaho, and Hawaii also holding Republican contests today. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders face off in Michigan and Mississippi. Powerful thunderstorms raged throughout California yesterday. The cleanup continues today in Santa Cruz. Robin Flanagan told KGO-TV she tried to get some belongings out as the floodwaters swept through her home.
It was just so strong. The undercurrents in the house were so strong that I told her just leave it.
Resident Matt B is telling KGO that county crews were out testing the local waterways after several days of flooding.
It's not safe to be in the water 3 days after it's been raining. The levels get very high at that point.
Testing, he says, for E. coli. Officials have lowered the number of people hurt last night when a fallen tree derailed a commuter train in Central California. They now say that 9 people were injured. Some struggles in the international financial trading today, and it all began, according to the BBC's Andrew Walker, with Chinese exports, which have seen their sharpest drop in almost 7 years.
China's trade figures tell a story of a slowing economy at home and sluggish demand for its goods abroad. China's slowdown has been reflected in weaker imports of industrial commodities over many months, leading to lower prices for them. The export decline was probably exacerbated by the timing of the New Year holiday, but combined figures for the first 2 months of 2016 also show a sharp fall. Overall, the data are broadly consistent, with shifting to slower economic growth based more on Chinese consumers and less on exports.
As the BBC's Andrew Walker on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling. It's down 132 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
With spring break right around the corner, the TSA is warning travelers to expect a big increase in wait times at airports.
The TSA says it expects to screen more than 65 million travelers this month. That's a 7% increase from last March. In a statement, the TSA says this anticipated uptick in travel could lead to longer airport security lines. The TSA recommends passengers show up early, empty their pockets before walking through security checkpoints, and make sure their carry-on bags do not contain prohibited items. The TSA also recommends that passengers wear shoes that are easy to slip on and off. Top spring break destinations could see an even greater increase in airport traffic, like Orlando and other airports in Florida. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The United Nations says aid deliveries are underway to a rebel-held suburb of Damascus, Syria. A spokesman says that a convoy reached the area with food and health assistance for some 20,000 people last week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The tiny church where Ronald and Nancy Reagan were married is still a popular wedding venue in Los Angeles. It's getting some renewed attention with the passing of Nancy Reagan on Sunday.
We've heard that it's a wonderful love story. We've heard and read about the Reagans, and it's really an honor that the Little Brown Church gets to be a part of that story.
That is Reverend Michael Kosick, associate pastor of the Little Brown Church, as it's officially known. He says it's hosted more than 23,000 weddings since the Reagans tied the knot there.
It's a wonderful place to get married. The Little Brown Church is a quaint little spot that is peaceful. People come in 24/7. We haven't locked the door since 1939 when the church was built.
The nondescript building in the Studio City neighbor of Los Angeles seats only 125 people. The church is part of the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, opened in 1939. The Reagans tied the knot there back in 1952. More details on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bottas. He's a Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning, everybody. Gosh, it's a beautiful morning out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Plus, we are at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street here with the Shasta County Veteran and Senior Fraud Prevention Fair, and the place is filling up with a lot of people. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. Take a glance out the window and enjoy the sunshine because it's going away rapidly. We'll have considerable cloudiness today. Occasional rain showers, a high of 53. By tonight, it will be definitely rain all over the place, half-inch total. Over the next several days, we could see several inches of rain here in Northern California. Currently, we are at 46 degrees. This report is brought to you by our good friends at Shasta Gas Propane. And, of course, when it's this kind of weather, you're going to want to have your heating and cooling system up to snuff, aren't you?
That's right, and we do that with Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State in 2015, and there's a good reason for that. Martin and his people are just simply outstanding, a veteran-owned business. They will take care of every heating and cooling needs you could possibly want. Now's a good time to do it before it starts getting too hot. Now, when there's a little bit of a lull, go in and have all your filters checked, have them come in and make a run through on your system, make sure everything's running right. Give them a call at 378-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, like I said, I'm down here at Yuba Street at Veterans Hall, and we're down here with a lot of people, over 41 different groups of people in here to talk about fraud and fraud prevention for our Shasta County, Northern California, seniors and veterans. And I'm here with two people from the State of California Bureau of Real Estate, Department of Consumer Affairs, and you are?
I'm Tricia Parkhurst.
Tricia Parkhurst. And?
Devin Maple.
Okay. Now, did you say Patricia?
Tricia.
Okay, get up there, Tricia.
Okay.
Talk into that.
All right.
Okay, Tricia, tell us what you do. When you say Department of Consumer Affairs or Bureau of Real Estate, what kind of fraud or scams you see up at your level?
Well, specifically, the Bureau of Real Estate is a state licensing agency, and we license and regulate real estate corporations, brokers, and salespersons. And so the type of fraud that we are really seeing is foreclosure, rescue, relief, timeshare fraud, online rental fraud, just short sale fraud, so anything involving a real estate license, unlicensed activity. So,
talk to the microphone. Don't talk to me.
Okay.
I know it's hard.
Yes. Okay. Sorry
difficult.
About that.
I know I'm striking over here, but no, just yeah. Talk to the microphone.
Okay.
Maybe I should put everybody on the other side so they're talking to me and the microphone.
Right.
The
right.
So, do you get on scams what'd you say, the vacation things?
Timeshare?
Timeshare.
Yes.
What kind of scam is that?
Well, that's essentially where a unlicensed individual obtains a list of individuals who own a timeshare, and they falsely misrepresent that there's a buyer or renter who's interested in the timeshare unit. And they ask the timeshare owner for legal handling fee to handle the transaction. They wire the money when, in fact, though, they misrepresent there is actually no buyer or renter who's interested, and the money is gone forever. We also have individuals who pose as real estate licensees, use actual real estate IDs, license IDs, to fraudulently attempt to list and sell someone's timeshare as well. So you do need a license if you're going to list or sell a timeshare in the state of California.
Okay, now what about this? What about, do you ever get things where people are, is this part of what you do is you're paying your rent every month, and then the person's not making a payment on their house, and then the house is foreclosed, and these people have lost all their rent, and they have to move? Is that something you all look at?
You know, it really depends. Really, where we deal with property management, you do need a license if you are going to manage a property on behalf of another and receive compensation or expectation of compensation. Really, where our main violations occur in that area are trust fund mishandling. So we do, unfortunately, have licensees who will embezzle the trust funds. They'll convert the trust funds for their own use. Unfortunately, in situations like that, if you do have a tenant who is paying rent and the property manager is not appropriately applying the funds, paying the mortgage, you know, that is an unfortunate situation, not necessarily something that we have a lot of authority over to help, you know, as far as save that home. But those are really the trust fund mishandling are really the issues that we see. And obviously unlicensed property managers is also what we see.
Okay. Now, your partner there.
Devin.
Okay, Devin, do you work in the same type of work that Trish does?
Yeah, I'm a special investigator.
Okay, so you're a special investigator on this. So tell us what are the biggest problems that you all are running into that is just something you could tell people about today?
Well, I mean, ebbs and flows. It really just depends on what the industry is doing at any given time. Right now, property management is one of the bigger issues that we're seeing. You know, the loan, everything that had to do with fraudulent loans and bad loans, that's all kind of passed. And so mainly, I would say property management and unlicensed activity.
Okay, property management and unlicensed activity. So, what should I do as a, I guess this is to warn me as a, if I'm going to buy a house or something like this, right? So what would you tell people to do?
Okay, the best thing that you could do is if you start working with somebody who's either a licensee or posing as a licensee, one of the first things you're going to want to do is basically check their credentials. You can go to our website, the Bureau of Real Estate website, and we have a license lookup where you can input their name, and then it'll basically run through the database, and it'll show you whether or not the person is licensed. So obviously, if they're licensed, their license page will pop up, and there'll be all the information that you need about that licensee. If they're not licensed, then obviously it'll say, you know, no results or something to that effect. So you always want to make sure that the person you're dealing with holds a license, a real estate license.
Well, that's good because I have other businesses, and then if you want to look up my business, you just take a number,
yeah,
and it'll pop up on the state,
yeah,
or the feds. It'll pop up with my with that number and name of the other business.
Yeah, and that's a good point because, I mean, you know, as a licensee, there's no reason for a licensed real estate person to withhold that information. You know, as a consumer, it's I think it's a very fair question to ask for somebody's license.
So you run into a lot of problems like that in the state?
Surprisingly, yeah. There's a lot of people who don't do their due diligence and, you know, just right out of the gate will start doing business with somebody and not check up their credentials. We also, on our...
Is that kind of like a word of mouth saying, hey, you know, this person... Now, do these people actually do deals? Or are they just there to scam you out of the money that's going to, you know, your money down?
It depends. I mean, usually when it comes to the scams, I mean, it's going to be just a quick down and dirty, give me X amount of thousands of dollars up front, at which point they pay like a loan modification. Loan modifications were a thing that we were seeing a few years ago until the state of California passed some laws that outlawed upfront advance fees. But, you know, they would involve themselves with this client for a short period of time, basically saying, give me $3,000 upfront. I'll help you modify your existing loan with your bank. And, you know, lo and behold, then they just keep dragging it on and they just end up taking the money and never seeing anything. So usually it's going to be a real, with a scam that involves money up front, because that's what they want. They want money. So it's usually really quick.
And you never see them again.
Yeah.
Okay. Trish, now you've got something in your hand here you're holding.
Right. Yes.
What's this? What's this?
So this is just a list of the current types of real estate scams that the Bureau of Real Estate has seen. And as I mentioned, the foreclosure rescue schemes, unlicensed PRLS fraud, that's really more prominent down south. It's not anything that we see up here in the northern area of California. As I mentioned, the timeshare resale, the online rental fraud, unlicensed property managers, real property recordation fraud, and then real property investment schemes, and then also reverse mortgage scams.
Reverse mortgage scams. Now, this is where people can, they sign up to, they sell, like, what do? Sell their house to somebody, or the people give them how much money they have in their equity in the house.
Right.
And
so,
at the end of
right.
it, they take the house. Is that it?
Well, right. You know, at the end of the loan, they either have to, you know, pay the loan back, or if prior to the loan ending, if they move, if they unfortunately pass away, you know, they're going to need to pay that, you know, pay the loan back. So, but it is a way, it could be an excellent choice for a homeowner, or it may be something that they really need to reconsider and definitely do their homework.
Because they can be scammed on this.
Absolutely. They can steal the equity. A lot of seniors have either owned their home free and clear, or they have a lot of equity in their home. So, definitely want to encourage seniors to do their homework before deciding to do a reverse mortgage.
Okay, now how do people get a hold of y'all?
You can visit our website at www.bre.ca.gov.
Great. Okay, well, thanks so much for stopping by and
all
seeing
right,
us.
Thank you.
Everybody, when you come by and see Trish and Devin, and because there are a lot of other scams out here that I just didn't even think about. But another one you need to talk to them about is the online rentals. If you are going to go rent a place, you'll call them, they're going to take a deposit, and then when you show up, you do not have a place.
Right.
Is that a big one there, Devin?
Oh, absolutely. Sorry, I put the mic down. I thought we were done, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know. You know what? I'm never done. It's my producers on the other side. Time to break.
Okay. No, but as you said, yeah. Actually, that is kind of a surprising prevalent thing that happens is people kind of renting a property or believing that they're renting a property sight unseen. Most of the time, Craigslist is kind of a large spot for that where we see these properties listed for rent. The person on the other side of the Craigslist post is obviously not the owner, but they post pictures of the property that they've absconded from MLS or something like that, and they say, you know, usually it's to the effect of they have to move relatively quickly, they need to find a renter, a couple of things that they may forego. You know, maybe they'll try and induce somebody in with the security, no security deposit, something like that. Because what they're really looking for is a quick upfront fee that'll be wired to them. You know, and the reality of it is obviously the person that posted it, they're not the owner. The owner is either living in the property or it could be a tenant that's residing in the property.
So you've just taken that money and flushed it down the toilet.
And unfortunately, that's really what it boils down to, because the second a lot of these people give this money over, whether it was the loan modifications or something like this or any of these scams, it's very unlikely you're going to see it again, because it's very hard to track these people down and take them to civil court.
Okay, now I do have to take a break. So if you've got any questions, come on down here today. Come over to the State of California Department of Consumer Affairs. See Trish. It's Trish, right?
Trisha.
Yes. Trisha and Devin. And they've got all types of great information for you here. Okay? So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 8:18 in the morning here on the 8th of March. It's a beautiful day.
it's going to not be this beautiful later on, though. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
The trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome to Free Fire. Are you there?
You are there.
Okay, I was.
You are there!
Just get a little feedback. That's what I was asking. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bott. Good morning. It is Tuesday, the March 2016, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the temperature and weather look like today, Bob?
Well, Carl, we've got about 46 degrees, heading up towards 47 degrees. We'll have a high of 53 today. Rain coming in as we check the KCNR coastal radar. We have we are looking down the barrel of a big storm. Heavy rains are right now in the vicinity of Weaverville, headed our way, probably be arriving around noon or 1. Expect lots of precip over the next couple of days, so please plan accordingly. Watch out for flooding in the low-lying areas. Mountain travel will be a little bit problematic, but all that water is going to be ending up, a bunch of it's going to be ending up in our reservoirs, so that is good news. And, again, 46 degrees in Reading.
Weather is always brought to you by gas propane there. Locally owned, locally operated, discount for seniors and veterans. Give a call, 365-793. Am I getting feedback, buddy?
I wouldn't call it feedback. You do have choppy sound at the moment, though. We're trying to address it from this end.
Okay. Hey, I'm sitting here with Cody Naylor. Is that right?
Good morning. Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Liaison, Community Outreach and Regulatory Policy for the Public Utilities Commission here in the state of California.
Yes, sir.
So tell us what you're here for today. We're down here, of course, at the Veterans Hall. on Yuba Street talking about the Shasta County Senior and Veterans Fraud Prevention Fair. So you're here. So what are you talking about today?
Well, I'm here with three of my colleagues to talk about how the Public Utilities Commission has an important role in keeping consumers safe in different sectors. In particular, I'm here to talk about preventing you from becoming a victim of telecommunications fraud.
Oh, that's the big one now, huh?
Absolutely. There's so much fraud that's perpetuated over our phone system, and we want to make sure that people know that the commission offers resources to help protect you and also to help you address complaints if you find yourself, unfortunately, becoming a victim of fraud.
Okay, let's talk about that a little bit. Okay, now, what's the biggest occurrences of fraud that you're seeing or that people are reporting?
Well, we hear very commonly about what I like to call the IRS scam, which is somebody getting a call from a number they usually don't recognize, asking them to send money because the IRS is on to them and they owe a large back tax bill. Or sometimes they'll pretend that a family member is in trouble and they say that they're from law enforcement. And if you send some money to the caller, you can get them out on bail. In these situations, we encourage you to report to the Public Utilities Commission, and I'm going to leave a number real quickly. It's 800-649-7570, and also to contact local law enforcement. That's one of the very common types of fraud. There's also an issue called cramming, which is when people get an unauthorized bill tacked or an unauthorized charge tacked onto their bill. A lot of this happens in the cell phone context, and if you've ever seen those advertisements that say, send a text message to, you know, number 75812, something like that, a lot of times people who sign up for that on a one-time basis end up getting billed again and again, and that's called cramming if you didn't authorize it, and we just encourage people to report that to us. We can help work that issue out with your phone company, and also we just remind people it's always a good idea to check your monthly phone bill.
Why is it that that's a good idea. Why is it that if you have, like, say you do something and it's an automatic, they take it out of your credit card automatically, and Yahoo is bad at this. You know, if you had, like, Yahoo Business Mail, mm-hmm. and you say, okay, I want to cancel that to your credit card, they say, we can't do it. It's got to be the originator. And in this case, be Yahoo Business Mail.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to come through and cancel it. Is that true? Mm-hmm.
It's a little different than what the commission usually deals with. But if it was, say, a utility that we regulate, like a telephone company that was doing it, my advice is always to give us a call and give us a shot at working with you and the company to work out the overcharging.
It was only like $7. So it wasn't enough for me to spend time on it. One day, though, it just finally upset me enough that I just went after it. But it took me a couple months to fix it. Okay. So anybody that thinks they've got any type of telecommunications fraud, and that's a good one, too, but all of a sudden there's these little bills that are added on to things, and you go, what's this? It's only like $1.
Yep.
But if you have 1,000 of those or 10,000 of those or a million of those going out,
That's exactly how it works, is that a lot of people, a very small amount of money adds up to a lot for these scammers. And we've gotten to a point for a lot of folks who, with automatic bill pay, they don't even look at their bill anymore. They just kind of take it for granted that as long as the phone's working, that the company is billing on the right amount. But as our communications system changes quickly, there's always opportunities for fraud, and we're here to get the word out about how we can help and information to protect yourself.
Great. Okay, I'm here with Cody Naylor, who is from the Public Utilities Commission, the Business and Community Outreach section. Now, here's a question that came in. What about, we can lower your AT&T phone bill calls, which are scams to add their fee. I get these calls constantly.
Oh, I hope that you can give the agency a call at our Consumer Affairs Branch team. And again, that number is 800-649-7570. Because if you're getting charges, or if somebody's saying, oh, we can lower your bill, and they actually change your telephone service without you going through the process of enrolling into a new telephone program or a new telephone provider. That's called slamming, which is another type of telecommunications fraud. And we want to make sure that if you want to lower your bill and you choose a new telephone company to go with, that it was actually your choice and somebody didn't push you off onto a new carrier.
Great. Okay. What's that number one more time?
It's 800-649-7570. That's the Public Utility Commission's Consumer Affairs Branch, the team that's dedicated to working with you and any of the entities that we regulate to resolve issues that you're having with them.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for being here. Look, everybody, this thing starts at 9 o'clock, and there's lots of people here that are here for one reason, and that's to help you make sure that you can work your way through this morass of different types of frauds and telecommunications frauds, housing frauds, veterans, everything. So head on down here. This is for people. It says veterans and seniors, but this is people of all ages. Trust me, because people of all ages get caught up on this. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:29 in the morning here, March the 8th, 2016.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. I'm down here at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. We're here for the Shasta County Veteran and Senior Security, Fraud Security Fair to make sure that you are not being defrauded by anybody. And they have got over 41 different groups of people here to help you. We've been talking to the public utilities from the state of California, Department of Consumer Affairs, the Shasta County District Attorney, of course, And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I hung out yesterday to get my hair cut. It's off, of course, Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. You can't get a better haircut anywhere. It is the Cheers of Barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, and man's last stronghold. What can I say? Okay, we're going through here. I'm talking to a lot of people here that are down here at the fair. And this is not just for seniors and veterans. This is for anybody that, you know, that wants to learn how they can be scammed, frauds, all of these things. It's because you've got every person in one room here that's going to help you, talk to you about how these things can occur. And right now I'm with Paul Jolse, who is of the Weights and Measures here in Shasta County. Grab that, hold it up next to your face there. There you go. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. My name is Paul. I'm with the
Paul Jolse.
Paul Jolse,
Joe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Paul Jolse.
I'm with the Shasta County Weights and Measures. We are a regulatory agency here in Shasta County, and most people know us by the seals you see on the gas pumps. We make sure that when you go buy a gallon of gas, that you're getting a gallon of gas.
Okay, now, one of the questions I asked you off the air here was, do we see a big problem with people, you know, with that kind of people are adding, you know, a cent to a gallon or something like that?
No, actually, we don't deal with the price at all. We make sure the volume is correct. And usually, if there's a problem, it's a mechanical issue with the device.
And that was good to hear, you know, that. So we're getting what we pay for. But you really are talking, but then you said what we really go after is the skimmers.
Yeah, it's a new problem that we have had in Shasta County once or twice that we've known about. When we go out and check gas pumps, we do open them up and check to see if there's a skimmer that's been placed on there. And what a skimmer does is it allows the bad guys to get your credit card information or your PIN number, and then they use it to, you know, purchase other items or, you know, access your accounts. A lot of times the skimmers are very hard to detect. A lot of times they'll put them actually inside the gas pump. So we have to open it up when we do our inspections, open up that gas pump dispenser and check to make sure that there isn't a skimmer.
How do they get it in there?
Unfortunately, years ago, when the distributors or the manufacturers of the various gas station dispensers, they had one key. And so if anybody got a key, they could get in. They're now changing those keys where each one is different for each station.
So but they have to open the pump up, right?
They actually open the pump up. So the most of the situations where we have found them have been on the dispenser furthest away from the store. On the outside where they pull up and, you know, can take a minute or so to get in the dispenser, plug in that skimmer, close it back up, and be gone.
Okay, so that means then every time that somebody sticks in their credit card or their debit card, it copies their number?
Correct.
And then the code, too.
And then the PIN code, too, correct. It collects data, and they generally have it in for, according to the Secret Service, it's usually just a day or two.
Okay, so how can you prevent that?
Or
can you?
Well, if you're from the consumer point of view, you can use a credit card that has credit card protection, or you can go and pay inside, and not use the pay at the pump option,
okay.
Which is that's where they're getting that information from.
Okay, all right, well that makes sense. So if you want to make sure that doesn't happen, you just go inside and pay.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So. If anybody's got a question, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call our office 224-4949 and ask about anything to do with the weights and measures. They can also go on the Shasta County website, put in Shasta County Weights and Measures, just Google it, and it'll get you to our site. In addition to all the devices, we're also going out and doing a lot more work in the quantity control part, where we're making sure that when you buy that package of meat. And it says it's 1.4 pounds, that you're actually getting 1.4 pounds. That you're not paying, $5.99 for the styrofoam boat. That you're just paying for what it is you get.
That's a good thing there, because that's what Lucky was telling me, that they do a lot of things in these packaging, the big companies, that,
yes.
It looks like you're getting more, but it's really you're getting less. And it's the whole thing is a scam.
Yeah.
Except it's a legal scam.
Yeah, it's the deceptive pack, the false bottoms, where the packaging, the packaging looks larger than the product that's inside.
It's like potato chips.
Yeah.
I mean, now, how disappointed are you when you open up a bag of potato chips and there's like a third of them in here? I'm going to call Paul Jolse from now on and say, Look at these. Lay's potato chips. It looks like more.
And we'll go down, Carl, and we'll take a look at those potato chips. There is provisions for the protection of the product. But again, there's a gray area. If you're getting, two chips in the bottom of a bag, no, that's something that we're going to take a look at. But
so when you go, essentially, you'll go to different stores, you'll buy things, then weigh them? Or
yes.
Do you just go in there and just weigh them right there?
A little bit of both. We go and we do undercover buys, and we'll go out and we'll buy a tarp and make sure that tarp is 9 feet by 12 feet and it's 15 mils thick. We'll go buy, a length of rope. We'll go buy a can of soup and make sure you're getting – we buy toothpaste to make sure that there's, so many ounces in that tube of toothpaste. And we do a lot of that stuff undercover. We will also go into stores and – go up to the meat counter, and we randomly check throughout the meat counter to make sure that they're not gross weighing.
The old joke of how much does your thumb weigh? That kind of thing.
Exactly. We've got a picture in the office of that Norman Rockwell one where the lady's pushing it up and the butcher's pushing it down.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I love it. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Paul Jones, you don't think about these things, but these are guys out here that you don't know that are out there protecting us.
Yeah.
And I appreciate what you do.
Yeah, we try and be proactive, but, if someone thinks that something isn't right, by all means, please give us a call and we'll follow up.
Give us that number
again. It's 224-4949.
Or just go onto the Shasta County website.
Correct. And
Weights and Measures.
Weights and Measures. And they can get to us. And you can file a complaint online or give us a call.
Great. Hey, thanks
a
lot.
You bet. Thanks much, Carl.
You bet. Okay. Who's our next guest here? Come on. Just come on over here and sit down. I'm trying to get as many people through here as possible to talk about some of the things that you're going to learn today. If you come down here at 9 o'clock to the Veterans Hall, people are filling this place up. It's the Shasta County Veterans and Seniors Fraud Prevention Fair. But it's not just for veterans and seniors, as I'm learning here. It's everybody. So who am I sitting here with now?
Well, good morning. My name is Eric Root. I'm the Assistant State Labor Commissioner.
Okay, Eric. So tell us what you're here for.
Well, I'm here to share a little bit about labor laws here in the state of California and how we work with both workers and employers to make sure that the proper labor laws are being followed here in the state of California.
Okay, so what kind of fraud falls into this?
Well, we do a lot of fraud, especially with public projects. We just in the last 24 months, we have actually 11 contractors who have committed felony wage theft and are spending between 2 to 7 years in prison for stealing millions of dollars of wages from their workers, as well as lying on certified payroll records under penalty of perjury. So we work with various district attorney's offices throughout the state of California.
So how do they do that?
So what they do is on a public works project, there's a requirement that all workers get paid a prevailing wage. A prevailing wage is a minimum wage that is due for all workers. So if I'm a contractor and I try to not pay the correct prevailing wage, I can get a job by underbidding my competition and then keeping any of the profits directly for myself. A lot of times what occurs is not only is there a wage theft component, but there's also insurance premium fraud because they're lying on their workers' compensation to their insurance provider. And
having been – I bid on contracts. We also have another company here that, that does bids on the for Caltrans. And to see how close these bids can be, you're talking a couple million-dollar project in – the difference between first and second can just be like 10 or 11,000 at the most. And part of this, I guess, could be if somebody is bidding, knowing he's going to, he's supposed to be paying a certain wage and we'll drop that.
Exactly. So when we
I see what you mean. That's big business there.
Huge. And actually, the Orange County District Attorney's Office has actually called this a criminal enterprise with a lot of companies. A lot of times they're subcontractors, so they're not generally your big general contractors that are doing the work. But what's happening is that these subcontractors are getting these bids at, and a lot of times they're not just a few thousand dollars off. They're 20%, 30%, 40% below the next lowest bidder.
Yes, we've seen that before too.
Which it should be a red flag for the public agencies to say, okay, is this the lowest responsible bidder?
As opposed to being like $6 million over, everybody else. And you kind of look at it and go, well, somebody made a mistake there.
Exactly. So there's just times when the contractor may have just bid it incorrectly and it's going to take a huge loss on that project. But we start looking at patterns. And here in the state of California, we have a new law that was passed that requires all contractors to be registered now with the Department of Industrial Relations, which is a part of what the Labor Commissioner's Office is
okay.
with. So we're trying to make sure we get good, solid contractors that are of good legal standing and really try to get out of the industry the ones that are trying to steal, cheat, and lie their way through these public contracts.
Well, of course you want to do that. And, you know, when you're working with that, then you, I mean, I didn't have the knowledge of it until I started working with it. And, you know, we worked with some, you know, everybody we've worked with so far has been, you know, just really above, you know, so, you know, I mean, they're walking the line because every time you turn around, I mean, no offense, but there's somebody from the state that's wanting information.
That's right. And there's a lot, especially when we're dealing with public funds, there's
oh,
a
yeah.
lot of oversight.
Yeah, I understand that.
Both with the local owner, public agencies, whether it's the city of Redding or Shasta County.
But if you're walking the line and you're doing everything you're supposed to do, CARB, all these things, and somebody's not, and they take advantage of that, that, you know, that hurts us in the business. Because we can't compete with that. So we, you know, really, we want everybody, the only thing we want is a level playing field.
That's
what you're trying to do.
That's exactly right. One of the biggest issues is we really want our good contractors to be able to compete fairly and get them in business because they're actually paying their workers properly, they're paying the proper insurance, they're paying the taxes, which all comes back to our local governments in the form of, you know, to build your
sure.
fire stations, your police stations, and your city halls.
Great. Okay. So, how would you say is if people suspect something's wrong? You know, how would they, like, they think you should be being paid more or?
Yeah, so if there's any, anybody suspects that they're not being paid properly or what have you, we have a local office here in Redding. We're off of 250 Hempstead Drive here in Redding. We just moved within the last year from the old DMV building on Civic Center. And if you have any questions, you can contact our local office at area code 530-225-2655.
Okay. And do you cover workers with comp fraud and that kind of stuff?
We do deal with, we have enforcement. Our number one issue that we issue citations for is when employers do not have workers' comp insurance at all.
Oh, okay.
And so we do issue citations and stop orders, which tells.
Okay. So you don't go the other way, though, if somebody's claiming workers' comp and, oh, I can't move my back and he's out playing volleyball every day.
That's our one of our task force partners, which is the California Department of Insurance
okay.
that we work closely with. So we work closely.
You see that as a problem, too, though?
Absolutely.
Oh,
so we get it both from the medical provider. We see insurance premium fraud from
right.
them. Obviously, the worker that may not actually have that worker's comp injury, as well as the employer that may prevent that worker from going to actually see a doctor. We do see a lot of that type of
wow.
fraud as well.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's just easier to follow the rules. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, you know that. I mean, because there's lots, thousands out there that do follow the rules.
Exactly. And we really need to protect those folks.
Okay. So, again, give us the number here. If somebody has a problem and they think, you know, that some has to do with workers' comp, workers' fraud, anything, or payment or anything.
Sounds good. It's our local office here in Redding. It's area code 530-225-2655.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. You know, Bastiani Arms is a locally owned, locally run gun store that has everything for the shooter, whether it's a long gun or a pistol. It has all types of shooting accessories, anything you could possibly want, reloading. Two great gunsmiths, and yes, they have concealed carry classes and hunter safety classes. All of this at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, right here in town. Locally owned, locally operated, great discounts for veterans, and give them a chance to meet or beat any price you get out of a big box store. This is Carl Bott. I'm down here at Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, here for the Shasta County Veteran and Senior Fraud Prevention Fair. And let me tell you, it's not just for seniors and veterans. It's for everybody. And we've got 41 different groups of people lined up here to want to help. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the whole Peanuts gang are coming to Turtle Bay. Starting February 5th, Peanuts Naturally will bring Peanuts comic strips, videos, and objects and interactive stations to Turtle Bay. Learn how Charles Schulz explored the natural world through the Peanuts and see what kind of misadventures the gang gets into. Presented by Record Searchlight and Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer and organized by the Charles M. Schulz Museum. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
Isn't it wonderful?
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM. The most local programming in Northern California.
Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 in our last segment here. We're down here at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street where the Shasta County Veteran and Seniors Fraud Prevention Fair is going on. And trust me, this is not just for seniors and veterans. This is for anybody. They've got so much great information down here. And in today's world of taking advantage of people via electronically phone and just people coming up to you on the street, you need to know how to protect yourself. It's about 9 minutes until 9 o'clock, and I'm here with Danielle Spang from the Better Business Bureau down in Sacramento. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Now, you're here to help people, too, talk about fraud. Okay, so what are some of the things the Better Business Bureau can do?
So we really urge people to do their research before sending their money out or their information. Find out who it is exactly that you're talking to or find out who it is that you're doing business with and do your research and ask lots of questions before giving up your money or your personal information.
Okay, so can you give me some examples?
So if you're doing business with a contractor, the first thing you should do is ask about their licensing. Look up their licensing at the CSLB or at BBB.org and look for any complaints or reviews that they have. See how long they've been in business. Do some general research on the business before giving them money.
Should you ever give a contractor money before they do any work?
You know, they can charge you up to 10% or $1,000, whichever is less, but never more than that.
Okay, so the most they can ask for is $1,000.
Right, now, or 10%.
Or 10%. So if there's any question, if it's more than that, you've got to start kind of maybe backing off a little bit. Some contractors say, oh, you know, but I need to buy this all this stuff for you. And you say, fine,
I'll give you $1,000, and then you start bringing me, you know, anytime you need something, you buy it, and I'll just, you know, I'll pay you back.
Oh, well, that's the bottom line. That's a consumer protection law that's there for you. And if anyone's trying to push you into giving you any money, you know, they're trying to put pressure on you, that's something that you should be wary of. You know, that's someone you shouldn't be doing business with.
Are you seeing anything special coming through? Like, does it come through in, you know, waves of different scams?
You know, lately it's been a lot of scams online and over the phone. That's what we hear about every day in our office. So if you're contacted over the telephone and someone's asking you for your money or for your information, don't hesitate to ask questions. Be nosy. Keep asking them, who is this? Who am I talking to? And then if you have questions, call the Better Business Bureau.
If you have somebody that steals services from you, like refuses to pay for services provided, do you is that coming to the Better Business Bureau too?
Absolutely. File a complaint at BBB.org, and then if it's out of our hands and we've done all we can, then we'll direct you to the right state agency to help you further.
Good. I have somebody like that.
Yeah. Give us a call.
I'm going to. I'm just going to. In fact, as soon as you get off the air, I'm going to run over there and give you their name and how you can get a hold of them.
There you go.
On this. Anyway, okay. I'm here with Danielle Spang from the Better Business Bureau. If you've got any questions like that, then is there a local number around here, or do they just call you down there?
There is a local number. Oh, it's a Sacramento number. But if you go to reading.bbb.org, that'll take you directly to our website, too, and you can do all the same things online.
Okay, and they're to protect you. And if you have questions, if you have complaints about a business, you want to hear those.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if it's one, it may be more.
Absolutely. You know, we don't know what's happening in the marketplace without hearing from you all. So we want to hear everything.
Okay. Well, Danielle, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, thanks for driving up here. And remember, come up on a Friday, do your business, and then you can hang out at the lake all weekend.
I will
long.
Have to do
there
that. It sounds fun.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm going to be looking for Lucky Jeswani. Hey, Molly, go find Lucky for me, will you please? Lucky Jeswani. So we can finish up
here.
Okay. How'd you like that? With 6 minutes left, you hear me screaming over the microphone about getting Lucky Jeswani, the man who's putting this thing on. Everybody, hey, the place is starting to come alive here. Lots of people are starting to show up. Shasta County Veterans and Seniors Fraud Prevention Fair. Trust me, it's not just for seniors and veterans. The things we've been hearing today cut across all age lines. Young people, older people, everybody that has been subjected to fraud. And I tell you what, I bet there isn't anybody here that doesn't know or hasn't been touched by fraud, knows somebody that's been touched by this fraud. Lucky, you're back.
I'm back. I'm sweating up a storm, getting my steps in here this morning. So
okay, great. Okay, let's kind of wrap this up. We talked to a lot of people today that are here to help.
Absolutely, there's a lot of agencies here. A lot of agencies here who are ready, willing, and able to help. Lots of good information. 41 agencies here. It's impressive. Nothing ever like this ever done here in Shasta County, and we're very proud that we've got the participation from the agencies and the community to put on this event.
I mean, you brought people in here. They've come up from Sacramento, Better Business Bureau. You've got the consumer safety. You've got, weight measures.
Yeah, we had Department of Insurance is up here from the Los Angeles branch who does the insurance fraud investigations and everything from the state level agency. Yeah, they just came in a moment ago.
That's one of the things is that when you start talking about workers' comp, you know, businesses won't have workers' comp, and that's a big thing. On the other side of it is people cheating on workers' comp, saying they can't work, but indeed they can.
Absolutely, that's going on as well. So there's multiple layers of fraud. We've got so many people here. It's incredible.
Okay, so what are you getting from everybody when you're talking? There's people are starting to show up now too.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of hearing a lot of questions as I'm walking down the aisles here and just kind of overhearing what's going on just from all the noise here, but lots of questions, lots of neighborhood watch groups that I'm hearing about. So good groups of people, good participation from our community to learn more about how to avoid or what types of fraud is going on here in Shasta County.
Hey, let me tell you, there's lots of good giveaways here too.
Oh, we got good stuff.
You got good stuff. I got I have a coffee cup from the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. It says consumer protection. Put that down.
And you know what else I got for you too, Carl? It's a fraud prevention pen. And let me tell you about that. Those are types of pens that the ink cannot be washed from a check or a contract, so it avoids counterfeit.
Now, people don't know this, but they can take an old check of yours and literally wash off the ink and then rewrite a check with all your information on it.
That's exactly right, but not with the not with the pens we're giving out here today. With those pens, you're not going to have any sort of those problems.
Oh, here's Stephanie Bridget, who's coming by. Let's say I've just got a couple minutes, but let's just say hello to the Chief District Attorney, Deputy District Attorney Stephanie. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are things going?
Oh, everything's going great. It's a great turnout. I think everybody who's available in the community needs to come on down here and get some great information.
Yeah, this is not just for seniors and veterans. You know, we're talking like that, but that's not who it's for. This is for everybody in our community, and you've got a great cross-section, and people can come in and get a good idea about all the things that are going on to protect them from fraud.
Oh, absolutely. There is so much fraud out there, and it's just getting worse and worse by the week and the month. So everybody in the community who's available, come on down, get the information you need to protect yourself and know what to do if you're already a victim.
And you know what the thing about it is that it's getting worse. It's not getting better. I mean you've got a fraud protection unit, but you could probably double that and still not put a real big dent in it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, not only do we have people in our own community, but it's nationwide and it's international that we're getting scammers who are hitting our community. So the best we can do is help people protect themselves and help people who are already victims to clear up their credit and hopefully capture and prosecute the ones that we can.
Okay. And I really appreciate, you know, the community should really appreciate what you're doing for the community here, Stephanie, about getting this thing on. I know Lucky's got, you gave him the lead on this, but this is really a huge thing for helping people in our community. So thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. You're welcome. We're happy to do this for our community.
What we need a district attorney that cares about things like this.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Hey, okay, everybody. Come on down here. It's the place is opened up. Lots of people are starting to show up tomorrow. Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti will join us on the show. We're going to be talking about the blueprint for safety and everything else that's going on around here. Bad Bob, one last time. How much time we got?
Time for ID.
Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Come on down here and see all the good guys are. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
KCNR Shasta Reading SRN News is next.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The conventional wisdom is turnout will be high in today's Michigan primary with a lot of delegates at stake. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump tells NBC's Today Show he's quite popular in Michigan. He says the polls bear that out.
I'm the only one that could beat Hillary Clinton, and a lot of polls have shown that, frankly. And I'm the one that's going to do the job. I'm the one that's going to bring jobs back to the country.
Vice President Biden, lamenting the state of American politics, tells an audience overseas that our political rhetoric has gotten downright mean. He says the GOP candidates have gone overboard, and that if Ronald Reagan were alive today,
he could no more get the nomination of the Republican Party than I could get the nomination. No, I'm not joking. And so what you see is this movement to the extreme in the Republican Party.
Biden speaking in the United Arab Emirates. He was a popular Christian marriage expert. SRN's Michael Harrington.